cannot be successful or have things happen without a whole lot of very dedicated people. I mean, it was just extraordinary the amount of help that I had through that part of my career. It was incredible people in all aspects of it. And by July of that year, we had 11 mammoths exposed, so that was getting close to a pretty good bunch of mammoths, and they were all either touching or relating in some way physically to each other. And we got a lot of coverage. In fact, we had newspapers from Japan and Europe and all over that covered this great discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty significant. Well, one of the grants I got, I was able to bring in Dr. Gary Haynes, who was the leading proboscidean expert of the world. He had been in Africa for 10 years observing the drought and the African elephant die-off and what happened to the bones. And he had written several major publications about proboscideans.